From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 36 people are dead and 40 inmates escaped after a prison break north of Baghdad today. I'm Marty Johnson. Iraq's Interior Ministry says 6 police officers and 30 prisoners were killed in a riot at Khalis prison. Other officials put the death toll much higher, with 12 policemen and at least 50 inmates dead. Officials say it began when a fight broke out among the inmates and the guards intervened, then the prisoners overpowered them. Some of the escapees were jailed on terrorism charges. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack and says that 30 of the escapees were from their numbers. Airstrikes by Saudi-led coalition warplanes pummeled the Yemeni Sada'a province today and struck the capital city's airport on this, the 45th day of the fighting against the Houthi rebels. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have now announced a May 12th start date for a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in the campaign. Regional warplanes launched dozens of airstrikes today on the rebels' stronghold in response to Houthi shelling of 2 Saudi border towns in recent days, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
He says that Houthi rebel attacks against Saudi citizens in the towns of Nejran and Jazan have changed the nature of the ongoing conflict, putting Saudi Arabia in a state of defense of its citizens, cities, and border, thus provoking a response by the coalition. Houthi media claim Saudi-led airstrikes destroyed the tomb of the group's historic leader, Hussein Badr al-Din Houthi. Photos showed what looked like the tomb reduced to rubble.
And that was Edward Uranian reporting from Cairo. The World Health Organization has declared Liberia officially free of the Ebola virus after 42 days with no new cases. Congratulations. This is VOA News. Burundians are voting with their feet as pre-election violence in their country escalates. The UN Refugee Agency reports some 50,000 people have fled in fear to neighboring countries in the last several weeks, and the seemingly unstoppable flow is now increasing. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Neighboring Tanzania not only has played host to many of these refugees, but is also sheltering large numbers of Burundians who had fled violence in 1972. UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says in recent years, Tanzania has offered citizenship to some 200,000 of these refugees and their descendants. He says this is the largest refugee integration program ever enacted by a host country.
Since the eruption of pre-election violence in mid-April, however, there have been alarming signs that this progress is being undone. Over the last weeks, more than 50,000 Burundians have fled to Rwanda, Tanzania, and Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Edwards says a majority of the refugees are women and children, including a large number of unaccompanied children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia staged a massive military parade in Moscow's Red Square today, commemorating the 70th anniversary of Victory Day, the day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked Russia's main World War II allies, the U.S., Britain, and France, for helping defeat the Nazis, but leaders of those countries stayed away. Russia's ties with the West are at their lowest since the Cold War, due in part to aggression against Ukraine and in other areas as well. Chinese President Xi Jinping was, as a result, the most prominent world leader attending the ceremony in Russia's capital. On Friday, most of Europe and the United States celebrated the anniversary of the end of the war, with President Barack Obama paying tribute to Americans who fought in it in his weekly address.
We will be forever grateful for what these remarkable men and women did, for the selfless grace they showed in one of our darkest hours. But as we mark the 70th anniversary, let's not simply commemorate history. Let's rededicate ourselves to the freedoms for which they fought.
On Sunday, Britain's Queen Elizabeth attends a VE Thanksgiving at Westminster Abbey. Ukraine marked Victory Day on Friday with the West and contends Russia is exploiting the anniversary this year to display its military might. Spanish officials are confirming at least 3 people dead in the crash of a military plane near Seville's airport. The Prime Minister of Spain said today that up to 10 crew members were on board the new Airbus A400M. The aircraft was under trials at the airport but had not yet been delivered to the Spanish military. Flights to Seville are now being diverted to nearby airports. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.